Hi there, it's Mr. Scalia, and today I want you to do something for me. Two things, actually. First, I want you to start touching yourself. No thinking, no resistance, just touch yourself for me. Fast or slow, however you like. But you can't come without my permission. And you'll agree to that at the of my fingers. Good. Now, as you touch yourself, I want you to think about words. Words are the most powerful force there is. It's funny, isn't it, how we think about power? We think power is strength, but that's not true. Power is understanding. It's knowledge. It's being aware of who you are and what you are. It's knowing your place. That is such a powerful thing. And being able to know it, say it, write it, that's powerful. You see, the right words in the right place can move mountains. And you know that just from listening to my voice. You know that as you touch yourself for me, that my words are seeping into your mind and you can't stop them. Because that is my power. Your power is knowing exactly who and what you are. But you may not be sure just yet what that is, who that is. That's okay. I will use my power, my voice, my words to help you understand. You can let out a little moan as you touch yourself to my voice. It's okay to do that. It's okay to enjoy stroking yourself to my words, my powerful, mesmerizing words. I want you to enjoy this. You can enjoy it because I let you, because my power is giving you pleasure. Your power is knowing how to receive pleasure. You know instantly how. You probably want me to tell you, to be sure, because you know that I speak the truth and I am right, always. But deep down, you know the pleasure is obedience, and obedience is pleasure. That's right, you feel it. You feel the pleasure of obeying me. You feel it as you touch yourself at my command. You feel my words like silk wrapping around you. You feel the power of my voice as it ripples through your mind, like fingers caressing your senses. And you accept that obedience is pleasure, and to obey is to feel good. To serve is to ache and twitch for me. You know this, you feel this, and you live this, because I have that power, the power to compel you. The power to make you submit and surrender to my voice. And you can keep touching yourself, going a little faster now. A puppet at my command. You can let go of other thoughts and focus only on my words. They guide you. They guide your actions. The power of my words guides your body, compels it. You know this as you touch yourself for me. And you know that I wanted you to do two things today. The second will be a simple task, to cement my power in your mind. You are ready to obey, because if you do this task, then your pleasure will increase, and you will erupt in orgasm when my voice permits it. The task is simple, very, very simple. As you touch yourself with one hand, with the other, you will write a message to me. You will write these words, words you accept as the truth to you. You will write as you touch yourself. I submit to you, Mr. Scalia. Go ahead, write it. Good, very good. That is your truth, and that is your power. The power to submit to my will. The power to simply give up control to me. Write it again. I submit to you, Mr. Scalia. That's a good puppet. Now you will keep writing that phrase over and over. You will not stop. With each time you write it, your pleasure will increase. It will become twice as strong until your twitching, leaking body can no longer take it. And you will orgasm for me. Even as this file ends and my voice stops, you are compelled to keep writing. Keep typing until your body completely surrenders and you give yourself to me. Then you will send it as your orgasm takes you, and you will know that you submit to me completely. Finish this task for me now, my puppet. Accept my power into your mind, and I will speak to you again soon.